Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1504, and what we're going to be doing today is we're going to discuss the training template that we have for powerlifting. Now, I've been putting up training templates on our website. I've done a couple podcasts already discussing them. The first one was podcast 1486, and we talked about the goal of fat loss and shaping for 30-minute workouts. Then we also had a template for 60-minute workouts, which we explained in podcast 1499. So both of those templates, the intention of the program is to teach you how to train for the goals of fat loss and shaping. One template is for 30 minutes, and the other template is for 60 minutes. The reason why I started with those ones is why I'm doing templates in general is over half of my clients are personal trainers. And in some of our discussions, there's just over the years, you know, they've asked about different programming things and different resources. And it's come up that there could be a benefit to having kind of like an outline, a structure that they can follow that they know is going to be consistent and they know is proven to give results. But it allows for individuality. So that trainer can tweak it and change it based on each client's needs or based on their own preferences for teaching styles and what exercises they like. So the idea is to have a known structure that works, but ways to kind of play within that structure to personalize it. One of the main reasons why I haven't done quote-unquote bulk programming in the past, and I generally don't like it, is because it's like, okay, here are the workouts you should follow for anywhere from like, say, 4 to 8 to 12 weeks. But they don't know you. Whoever wrote that is writing it for a general population, just down the middle. And I've always hated that because people are buying the program hoping it's going to work best for them, like uniquely for them. However, the program is written for the general public. So anywhere, somewhere in the middle, whatever the creator, whoever wrote it, thinks the middle person would need. That's kind of a bummer because you're going to put your heart and soul into it. You're going to give 100%, but it's not written 100% for you. So the reason why I want to do the templates is it teaches you how to write your own workouts. There's 3 months of free programming in there, so you can start with exact workouts that I write. But then you can learn how to tweak and modify and change it from there, which is what I feel is the best way to do kind of like a general programming where you don't have to pay the full price of, say, having a coach every single month, but you still get coaching quality of content and you get education of learning how to change it. So that's kind of the whole point of the templates is a lot of my clients were in need of this. And that's actually why the first thing I started with was the 30-minute sessions for fat loss and shaping, because that's what the majority of my trainers need. They need 30-minute sessions for fat loss and shaping, and then one-hour sessions. So that's what we got into that. Now, what we're going to talk about today is actually our powerlifting template. And this is a training structure that I'm excited to share because it's super duper helpful and it has actually been able to produce people getting an elite total. I was trying to find the file, which is why I kind of blanked there for a second. It's helped people go from their first meet ever all the way to an elite total. And that has been proven. It's pretty freaking kick butt. I'm really excited about that. I've done that with a lot of clients where they've never competed in powerlifting before. We started, I taught them how to do squat, bench, and deadlift the correct way for competitions, and we went all the way from a first meet to an elite total. This program can do that. Absolutely, 100% will teach you how to do that. The program, the template, is 50 pages. It's actually 52 pages. That's ridiculous, but it's awesome content and tons of education. So what I want to do today in today's podcast is kind of talk through it page by page. I'm not going to read everything. That'd take forever. But I want to cover what's covered page by page so that way if you're considering buying the template, that you'll know what's in it. And if you have bought the template, you can look at it and listen to this podcast and kind of you know, kind of work through it, content, and help with the education of it. So what it starts out with is basically just an introduction to the template, the template focus. The template is designed to increase strength and improve powerlifting performance. The template will also improve muscular shape, mobility, cardiovascular endurance, muscular endurance, and help with fat loss. Now, some of those goals are dependent on your nutrition, which is why the template includes how to set up and create your own nutrition program. Now, with every template, you can actually choose to buy an additional service where maybe I would do your nutrition coaching for you while you follow the template on your own. So you can learn more about the templates in general and the services that are offered with the templates if you go to our website, www.brutalirongym.com. Then we have a couple links up there. The one titled Training Templates would be the one to go to. You can then kind of see what's included and kind of the rundown of what everything would be included with the program and optional add-on services. So the schedule for the workouts. The workouts are written in the order they should be performed with the expectation of a minimum of 3 workouts a week, but there's options for additional workouts. You can add 2 more workouts if you want. I would really kind of hesitate to suggest doing more than that considering how heavy powerlifting is. You do need some days off. So I think 5 days a week would be pretty much a maximum on being able to perform well, not overstress your joints. But you have 3 minimum workouts, a 4th optional and a 5th optional, and it teaches you how to do all that. Rest days can be taken as needed based on your schedule. If you have multiple training days in a row, it's suggested that you increase your calories and try to increase your sleep, and that'll help with recovery. Okay, so the table of contents, basically what we're going to go through is template notes, per workout concept explanations, and all this will make more sense as I explain it. Then we have the template overview, the template explanation, additional workout structures and explanations. Then we have the fun stuff is example workouts for beginners. I give 4 example workouts that you would then run for 4 weeks in a row. And so that gives you a month of programming. We then have the same thing for intermediate and the same thing for advanced. So there's 3 months of programming included in the template, but then there's all these explanations and ways that you can learn how to change and shift the workouts to get further and basically continuous workouts from it. There's template variation for increased personalization and variability. I explain how to do that. And then workout structure and exercise selection relative to competition. So how you should actually change your workouts as you get closer to your competition. We have extra information related to competitive powerlifting, and that's 4 pages of awesome stuff. I'll explain that in a second. We also have technique information for squat, bench, deadlift, and overhead press, stretching to address any tight muscles, self-treatment for pain management. If you're having an ache and a pain in your elbow, or your shoulder, or your knee, teaches you how to address that. We have nutrition information that teaches you how to write your own nutrition program. Then we have an explanation of the add-on services, which is template education, nutrition coaching, or online coaching, and then educational resources. So the template notes, what that basically does is it explains how to choose your exercises in a way that will allow the workouts to flow and feel the most comfortable. So we talk about proximity of exercises. If you're doing multiple exercises as a circuit, they should be near each other. You don't want to be running all the way across the gym. Talk about the flow of the movements, making sure that, if you have one movement on the ground, then there's one standing, then one back on the ground. That's really annoying to get up and down. Up and down. So you want to have the flow of the movements make sense. Then how to modify the difficulty of the exercises and managing that. We also have a ton of podcast resources with all these subjects. We then have frequency of exercise changes, how often you should change your exercises. I do recommend a frequency of every 4 weeks. However, there might be times you need to change it sooner or later, and we have a podcast to explain that as well. Now for per workout concept explanations. We have how to manage warm-ups. We have that explained and then supporting podcasts. How to manage rest times, explained and podcasts. What is a circuit? Because the program does use a lot of circuits where you do exercises back-to-back. What the benefits of that are and how do you manage those. Then how do you select the right weight for your working sets? We have the explanation in podcast. Weekly progressions, how do you manage making improvements in your performance every week to drive and push the body to continue to adapt and grow. Then we have equipment abbreviations, a little bit of language to understand the template and the workouts better. Freedom of movement, how do you address tight muscles? How do you address better recovery after the workouts? All that is included as well. So that's super awesome. The template overview, basically what we talk about is per workout, you would start with a movement prep circuit of exercises, and you can perform in any order, but there should be something that addresses thoracic and kind of like shoulder mobility and strength, something that addresses core strengthening and bracing abilities, especially important in powerlifting, and then something for hip-based mobility and strengthening. And that's very important, not only for healthy hips, but actually a healthy lower back. If your hips are very tight, the tight muscles will tug and pull on your lower back, and you can have a lot of lower back stress and pain. That isn't because your lower back is overworked, not that because your lower back is weak. It's simply because the musculature of the hips are too tight and they're pulling on the back. So that's very important to know and very important to start with. Then we get into our main strength circuit, and this would be your main lift of the workout, whether it's, you know, squat, bench press, or deadlift. And then you pair with that something that's a mobility drill or a cueing exercise that helps you perform that lift better. And I'll give you some examples here in a second. Then we go into an accessory circuit where we put the weakest main lift related accessory movement. So what this would be is, say for example, in deadlifts, you feel like your hamstrings are weak. You might say, okay, I'm gonna do something that targets my hamstrings, whether that's RDL, stiff leg deadlifts, hamstring curls, GHD, hamstring curls, whatever it might be. You're gonna do something for the weakest part of that main lift, like weakest muscle or weakest movement function, whether that's, you know, a hip hinge or a knee bend, whatever it might be. And you're gonna pair that then with the strongest movement. You always wanna train your strong things because they protect your weak things. Then it's optional if you want to finish after all of that with some kind of additional weakest main lift related movement. And we'll talk about that all in a second. So that first page, the template overview, is just a single page. It shows the structure of the workout, and it's intended to be simplistic in presentation to help with clarity. However, there are limitless ways to modify the structure to increase variety and personalization. So I have trained people since I was 18 years old. I'm 38 years old now. Trained people for 20 years. I've trained well over 3,000 people. I did the math, and I have had in-person, face-to-face training for, I think it was, if I did it 24 hours a day in a row, 24 hours a day in a row, no stopping, no sleeping, no nothing, it would be for well over 1,000 days. So over 3 years, if I'm doing a math somewhere around 3 years. So maybe 2.5 years or whatever, of straight every single day, 24 hours a day training. That's how much time I've had in person. And the reason why I'm saying that is I have used these types of structures to create countless, literally countless, endless amount of variety of workouts for all of my clients. I have had clients train with me for over 2 years, and we've never repeated the same workout twice because it was fun, and if I'm there, I don't want to be bored. So I want to teach them new things and try to drive, you know, maybe we're working on chest strength to improve aesthetics and bench press. There's a million ways you can do that. So why be bored to death? Let's have fun. Let's mix it up. And I would always show things differently or new, or I'd put the same exercise maybe in a different place in the workout. I would just always find fun ways to keep it creative, keep it interesting. And we would still check on movements, you know, maybe every 4 weeks or 8 weeks or 12 weeks, see if they were getting better at a certain movement. But we mix it up a lot. And these workout structures have that capability to where you can use the structure to know that you're going to get great results, but you can literally create endless amounts of variety of workouts from these. Then what we go through is we have the template explanation. So for the movement prep circuit, I talk about how long it should take, how much rest you should take in between the circuits. I have self-testing videos for thoracic mobility, for core bracing information, for hip mobility. There's ways to self-test that, and then video links on teaching you how to address that, actually. So if you do find an issue. Then we have the main circuit, main strength circuit explained. Again, how long that should take, how long the rest period should be. I have an explanation of what the mobility and kind of cueing improvement exercise might be. So common examples for squats are often related to core bracing, maybe external rotation of the hips, hinging mechanics, making sure they can, a person or yourself can bend properly at the hips while maintaining a neutral spine. You can also work on things as explosiveness if you want to add jumping exercises, maybe weight load tolerance and bracing mechanics with heavy walkouts. There's an endless amount of things you can add there that are going to help you perform better in your main lift. So we have examples for squat, bench, and deadlift all explained out there. Then for the main lift of the workout, it's workout one is squat, workout two is bench press, workout three is deadlift. And then, as we said, workout four and five are optional, and I'll explain what to do with those. But workout one being squat, workout two bench, workout three deadlift, that is a really good order. I'm sure there's arguments for all kinds of orders, but that's the order that I have used for clients. It has helped everybody perform super duper well, be great. One reason is squat requires more range of motion, and overall is kind of, it's kind of funny because even if you can deadlift more, squats tend to be more demanding and wear you out more. And that can be due to the range of motion increase. That can be due to the weight being physically on you rather than being in your hands and just kind of pulling you down. Squats, it actually tries to crush you. But I have found that when you do squats fresh, it's best. And you can still do deadlifts later in the week and perform really well, even if you're not 100% fully recovered yet from squats. And when you get to a powerlifting meet, that's exactly how the day goes. You start with a squat, then you do a bench press, then you do a deadlift. So you have to be used to deadlifting slightly fatigued. You don't want to be squatting slightly fatigued because it raises increase of risk of injury, and you don't actually have to do squats fatigued in a powerlifting meet. So I love this order for a million and one reasons, but it works really well. Then we talk about what to do with squat selection, bench press selection, deadlift selection, you know, what kind of variations you should pick, and then what type of time under tension, your total number of set counts, your reps percent, per set, all that is included as well. So it's great explanation there. Then we get into the accessory circuit. Again, it tells you how long that should take, the rest periods between your circuits. It teaches you what weakest main lift related movement functions are, so you can kind of learn how to pick the best accessories. So for example, common examples for the bench press are often related to the chest or the triceps. If you have long humerus bones, which are upper arm bones, your weakness is more likely your triceps. If you have short humerus bones, then your weakness is more likely your chest. And we talk through how to kind of play with that and how to develop that. We then talk about the strongest main lift related functions, and then how do you pick accessories based on that. So that's super awesome. Then the finisher is the something that focuses on a weakness, and or if you just want to add something for aesthetics. You know, if you want to do some lateral raises to build some wider shoulders, great. This would be a place to throw those in the workout. Now, the additional workout explanation, we talk about the structure for how to handle the workouts number four or workout number five. If you're going to add one additional workout per week, say you're only going to add a fourth one, we have the structure for how to do that. And then if you're choosing to add two additional workouts per week, the structure's different because we don't want your overall volume and stress to the joints to become too great. So there's a different way to structure those. So those are included and explained. Then we also have the example workouts, the beginner workouts. So I'll just read you through one of the beginners, the beginner squat workout. You would do vacuum breathing, laying on your back. This helps you learn abdominal control that you can eventually use breathing control in your squat. So that's really good to practice. Then we have floor slides for thoracic mobility, and all these exercises include a YouTube link tutorial, so you can actually see how to perform these. The floor slides for thoracic mobility, you're already laying on your back, so you just stay in that position, and this works on kind of opening up your chest muscles. It works on range of motion through the shoulder. This improves your ability to have your hands positioned correctly on the barbell, so that's why it's included in the squat workout. Then we have a cross-legged glute bridge. This is awesome for opening up the piriformis, which if it is tight, it can cause depth issues. It can cause lower back strain. And it also helps open up the adductors, which do the same thing as well. If they're tight, they'll cause positional issues, depth issues, and lower back pain. So that's built in there to not only open up those muscles, but also to get you flexing your glutes and to eventually build stronger, healthier glutes. So that whole circuit is very specific for squat. And we have the tutorials in there how to do that. Then we go to the main strength circuit. We're going to perform a dead bug variation, which is teaching you how to brace your core while moving your legs. That's exactly what a squat is. So that's why it's included there. Then the squat variation that we have in this example is just a paused squat. So you're going to squat to the bottom and pause for a second and then drive back up. And then that gives you a really good chance to, for example, pay attention to where your weight is. So most people, as they squat down, they drift forward into their toes. By doing a pause, you can kind of pause at the bottom, see, okay, am I really pushing into my toes? Maybe I need to roll back a little bit and get more of the pressure in kind of like the middle of my foot, almost like I'm trying to drive my arch into the ground. So I tell some clients, it's like, if you think of your foot being on the ground, think of a bug under the arch of your foot, and you're trying to squish the bug. So I don't want to be too heavy in my heels. I don't want to be too heavy in my toes. I want to try to squish the bug in the arch of my foot. So that's a really cool technique to use, just pausing. It sounds really simple, but it's very complex in the sense of what benefits it can offer. Then we go to the accessory circuit after we do all the squats and dead bugs. We go to the accessory circuit of a dumbbell RDL with a pause at the bottom. And this helps you learn how to engage your hamstrings and glutes and not just yank the weight up through your lower back. And then we have dumbbell goblet hold walking lunges. Those are freaking wicked but awesome because they force a more upright torso, which really helps work the musculature of your like quadriceps down by your knees. So it's a really good complement to the RDL, which works up by the hips. Then an option to finish with is a dumbbell one-arm alternating deadlift. These are good for learning kind of squat deadlift mechanics. Also gets your heart rate up a little bit, and it just helps kind of open up your hips before you go home for the day, so that way you heal in a more open state. So that's an example of what one of the beginner workouts are. And again, all of these have tutorial videos. There's for squats, for example, there's a video explaining a pause squat. There's a video explaining high bar position versus low bar position. There's two videos helping to explain general squat techniques, and then a video for bracing the core. So there's tons and tons and tons of information just layered in this stuff. Then, as I said, we have squat, bench, deadlift examples for beginners, plus the additional workout. And we teach how to manage the additional workout. Like, what do you focus on? Do you focus on squat muscles, bench press muscles, deadlift muscles? How do you manage that? So we have those examples as well. Let me go ahead and kind of scoot on up here. I'll go through a couple pages, and we'll read through one of the advanced workout options. So let me read through let's go with deadlift. How about that? Okay, so let's go bench press. So for this, we do what's called a half kneeling prisoner wall circle. And this is the movement prep circuit. You're in a half kneeling position and you almost draw like circles. You have your half kneeling position, hands behind your head, and you're sideways next to a wall. Sounds crazy, but again, there's a tutorial video. But basically, you draw circles with your elbow on the wall. This is amazing for thoracic mobility. It actually really helps core stabilization and hip stabilization. These are fantastic. They're a little wicked to get used to, but again, this is the advanced exercise example. So then we go to supine 90-90 hip lift with feet on the wall. This really helps you work on hip tilt positioning and core bracing. And then we have active leg raise with wall bug. And this is basically just a really cool way to work, again, your core and your hips. So all of those, you're using the wall, so you're right next to a wall. It all makes sense because they flow into each other. It's just a fun example. There's examples in here that don't use a wall. So don't worry if you don't have a wall available. Then we have what we pair with for the main strength circuit. We have lying scapular retraction holds on the ground, and these are awesome. Is you lay on your back and you're basically driving your elbows into the ground to try to pick up your upper body off the ground. They're awesome, 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 because they really teach you how to squeeze your back and that you will need to do in the bench press. So in the bench press, we have paused eccentric presses. This is wicked, but it's awesome because it's going to teach a lot of muscular control during the eccentric portion, which helps create more muscular damage and overall strength growth. So this would be an example of a program exercise workout that you would use further away from a competition. You're not going to do paused eccentric presses, you know, a week out from the competition or anything like that. Cool. Then the accessory circuit is dumbbell 30-degree incline seal rows, which again teaches how to squeeze your back in the same way you will need in the bench press, paired with 30-degree incline chest press. So makes sense. Once the bench is at 30 degrees, you just leave it there and you work it. Then we have the optional finisher to work on triceps, dumbbell 30-degree incline skull crushers. So pretty simple in the sense that once you get the bench to 30 degrees, you're good to go. But these are very complex layered movements because they really do address your strength and your weaknesses very well as your kind of confidence handling a weight, your ability to control the movement patterns. There's a lot of stuff built in here. Now, once you go through all the example workouts, again, there's 3 months of programming included there. We have the section that's the template variations for increased personalization and variability. So this actually teaches you now how to change the workouts around based on your individual preferences. You can change the order of the exercises. We have a big long explanation for that. Changing time under tension targets, big long explanation and a supporting podcast. Changing working set intensity structure. So rather than doing, say, 3 working sets where they all have the equal intensity, you can do kind of 2 lower intensity, kind of really working on technique, then go all out on a 3rd one. So we have a podcast to explain that and a paragraph to explain how to modify that. You can also combine the main circuits. So the workouts are written to be completed within 60 to 75 minutes. So my powerlifting clients who have elite totals, they only work out for about 60 to 75 minutes. There's no need for you to be in the gym for 2 to 3 hours if you don't want to be. You know, maybe you want to be, that's fine. But do you need to be in the gym for 2 to 3 hours to be an elite powerlifter? No, absolutely not. And I've proven that time and time and time and time and time and time and time again. So there's absolutely no need to be in the gym for 2 to 3 hours if you don't want to be. So we talk about how to modify the structure of the workout to shorten the time frame of the workout or extend the time frame of the workout. Then how to move equipment around if you need to have things that make more sense as you pair exercise circuits with equipment. And then separating the main accessory circuits. It might be your choice if you have the time. Instead of performing the weakest accessory and the strength accessory together, you can just do them individually. So there's a lot of explanation for that. Then we have workout structure and exercise selection relative to competition. So 4 weeks before a competition, we talk about what you should do for your squat, bench, and deadlift, what variations to choose, and how to manage the intensity and weight selection and rep selection as you go all the way through the week of the meet. We have what to do with the accessory exercises, how you reduce volume but not intensity, and we explain all that. Then about 4 weeks to 8 weeks before the meet, that's kind of like the refining phase. So the 4 weeks or less is kind of like a peaking phase. The 4 to 8 weeks away from the competition is a refining phase. And we explain how do you choose exercises, you know, based on that time frame. Then 8 or more weeks away from the competition is when you want to be working on building your strength. And it's kind of like the off-season type work. You're just trying to build a bunch of raw strength, physical power, physical strength, and then as you get closer to the meet, you try to refine it and then you peak it. So that's kind of the process. Now, competitive powerlifting related information, that's the next kind of section here on page 42, is we have a podcast that explains what's going to happen on a meet day. You know, if you want to know what the experience is going through a day of the meet, powerlifting meet, we have that podcast that explains it. We talk about the weight classes for powerlifting federations, the equipment that you'll need for a powerlifting meet. We go through and explain all of that. We talk about the powerlifting classifications. So when I'm talking about an elite powerlifter, what is that? What does that matter? And like roughly about 1 to 2% of all competitive powerlifters become an elite powerlifter. So it's ridiculously rare. It's like kind of like getting your IFBB pro card in bodybuilding. So it's 1-2%. And like I said, this program has done that multiple times. So I've helped multiple people become from first meet to an elite total, which is, as we said, only 1-2% of people achieve that. So it's really awesome. We then talk about the master's classification, class 1, class 2, class 3, class 4. So for example, like class 2 is what you need to kind of qualify for most national level competitions. So it talks about like what, when should you expect to be a class 2 classification. Then we go through and we cover the competition commands for each lift. So the squat commands, platform ready, squat, and then rack. And we go through and explain all of that, what you'd expect, what the judge is going to say, what the judges look for, all of that stuff. We go through the bench press commands and deadlift commands. Then, on page 46, there's technique information for squat, bench, deadlift, both conventional and sumo, and then overhead press. Tons of videos for the technique explanations, a lot of good content there. Then we have a page for stretching to address tight muscles. We go through a lower body stretching circuit. We go through an upper body stretching circuit. Then we have self-treatment for pain management. If you have a pain in the front of your shoulder, we have two therapies for that. Pain in the elbows, pain in the front of the hip, pain in the knee joint, pain in the lower back. We have two therapies for all of those. Then we have the nutrition program. Well, on page 49, we have our podcast number 1232, which is a nutrition podcast titled Start Here. You have to listen to that because it literally tells you the steps to go through. And then I have written down the calculations for how do you find your calories, your protein, how do you manage distribution and meal timing. There's a lot of really good content in there. Then we explain the program add-on services, again, the template education, where basically you buy the template and then you hire me for a month for an extra $100 just to teach you how to use it and answer a bunch of questions. So you can ask me unlimited questions, I'll answer them, and then within a month you'll definitely going to have all your questions answered, have an idea of what you're doing, and then you can kind of run with it on your own. We also have a nutrition coaching option where you want to do the training template, but maybe you want help with nutrition. So you can hire me, you know, and I'll help you out for that. There's no contracts on any of those. We just do it for however long you think you might be helpful for. And then the other option is online coaching, where I do both the template education and the nutrition, and I kind of take over for a little bit, show you and teach you how to work through the template, and then you can run with it on your own once you feel confident to do so. Awesome. Okay, and then the educational resources is our podcast, which you're listening to now, our Instagram page, and our YouTube channel. And I'm trying to put up more and more content now on all of that, including our website. So hopefully that'll be a lot of really helpful resources. So that is the powerlifting template program. As I said, it's 52 pages. It's a ton of information. It's everything you would need to know, again, as I've said, to go from your first meet all the way to an elite total. Everything. Awesome. So now that you know of it, you can go to the website, www.brutalirongym.com. If you want to, you can purchase a template and then just shoot me some emails. Let me know any questions you have, and I promise I'll make sure that it is useful for you. I know that it will be, which is why I can promise it. But if you have any questions, if you have any concerns, doubts, or anything, just shoot me an email and I'll be happy to help. I appreciate you listening to the podcast, especially this episode this far along. So I'll definitely help if you have any questions. Then also on our website, you can request a template. So if there's a subject that you would like to request, let me know. And then just give me about, like, say, a month or so, and I'll be able to put that all together and be able to offer that on the website. So that's a lot of cool stuff. I really appreciate you listening. I love the idea of these templates, so that way people can learn how to train themselves, but learn really good freaking content that's proven to be proven to work. We also have, if you want, our Try Me programs. It's literally called Try Me programs. And what that is it's a boiled down version of the template, to where at a lower cost, you get to kind of test out the workouts. It also includes the nutrition information, so that's already included in there. So they're cheaper, they're half the cost. They still have all the workout examples. They have pretty good explanations of stuff. They have all the nutrition information, all the stuff to help you kind of keep you safe and injury-free. But that's a good way to kind of test out the program if you want, to see if you're going to like the template. So that is an option as well on our website. Okay, well, that's everything. Thank you for listening. I appreciate your time. And I hope that you've gotten benefit from today's podcast. If you like our podcast in general, please consider sharing it. If you share it on social media, that does reach the most people. But if you share it in conversation with somebody, if somebody just has a nutrition or training question, just let them know that we exist and that they're welcome to reach out and I'll answer their question for free. Thank you to the people who donate to support the podcast. The podcast is well over $1,000 a year for hosting costs. I give an hour to it every day, and we're going to keep it for free. So thank you to those who donate, which you can do on our website to help that free thing and help cover some of the costs and whatnot. You can donate on the website, www.brittleirongym.com. The option there for one-time donation, monthly donation, yearly donation, even just $5 a month, it does add up and it does help. So thank you. If you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brittle Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything that you want to know, let us know at our email, brittleirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.